Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. He loves us so much. He cares about us individually. Even, not only those that love Him, but every one of us. And I thank God for that. Now, the Lord knows how to deal with people where they're at. And He knows how we are. He sees our heart. Those that have a sincere heart before the Lord is going to work with them. And He's going to save the fullness of the Gentiles. When He returns and reap the earth, I guarantee you He's reaped the fullness of the Gentiles. And I thank God for that. Now, I'm not an end times expert. John is, because he sealed the book. I'm not John. I'm a man that loves God. And I have to work with what God has given me. And I believe that the Lord sealed the book for a reason. I look at it and I receive information. As it's necessary, the Lord will help men and women of God teach the Word of God as it really is. I think that the Revelation is a book that we must all seek the Lord for the knowledge. Now, Charles Capps years ago, he said that it's time released revelation. At the right time, the Lord will release people to say what we need. I think that's the most perfect way to approach the book of Revelation. I believe every word of it is true. Even the things that's a disaster. Remember something, the curse don't come causeless. Whatever happens, it's because that's the response that God had to give mankind because of what they've done. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, understanding His works, you have to receive His information. The point is this, the Lord is available to help us however we need Him to. And when we help others see, the Lord will also help us see. I like to make things as simple as I possibly can, because the Lord is working with us to help us to share in His love. Jesus did things for us, and we love Him as we receive His love towards us. It's easy to relay God's love to others. It's my goal in life to love you just like Jesus loved me. And that's the heart of God's will. Now, that's something that we experience, and we come to the point when you receive His love, you want to love others. The drive of love is in you. Love is a verb. It's, you know, His love is, compassion is, that's what compels you to want to serve. You know, one guy taught it this way. He said, compassion is a combination of love and hate. You love the person and you hate destruction. Or you hate what Satan will cause. You hate disaster. You hate demise. And you want to help aid people in life. You want to help them. So, in life, we have to consider the fact that we've come out of the poverty of destruction into the victorious blessings of heaven. And we have to get used to the fact that we've been made rich through Christ. Everybody before salvation, they were poverty stricken, disconnected from God, disconnected from life, struggling to achieve what they couldn't achieve. But Jesus won our victory for us. We couldn't achieve what God gave us through Christ on our own. It was impossible. But He gave us salvation, and we receive it, and we love God because of it. We love God because He first loved us. And then we share His love with others. We bear fruit. So, in life, as we bear fruit, it attracts people to life. When you bear fruit, that means you're walking in the God kind of love. You're walking in the God kind of wisdom. Let's look at the fruits of the Spirit. Everybody who receives salvation, they have the ability to walk according to the fruits of the Spirit. Now, Galatians 5. Galatians 5 is a book that's straight to the point. And that's one chapter that should never be ignored. Galatians 5 will help you stay on track. The first part of it tells you what not to do, and the last part of it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." You see that? This is how you fulfill the law, by acting according to the fruits of the Spirit. "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust." Now watch verse 25. "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not desire vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." So with the fruits of the Spirit, when you see others do things that's over the top, you're happy for them. But if you desire vainglory, you're going to be upset because people do better than you. And eventually, somebody's going to do something that they should be doing, and it's going to be great. And it's going to be something you just couldn't do. And this is why the Holy Spirit is looking for people. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro all over the earth, looking for those that he can show himself strong through. He wants to be a blessing. Now, people have a design. When God make us, he put things in us. We have a design. And God raises up people for different purposes. And some people, they get saved, they get in covenant with God, and they have vision, and they have love in their hearts, and they want to do well everything that God put in their heart. And they cooperate with God, and they're able to do things. And everybody that do that, I'm very happy for them. I thank God. I like it. I want people to do better and better. I want to do all that's in God's heart for me to do, and I want to do, and I want everybody else to do a better job of it. That'll really mess Satan's world up when we're all on board with God's will. But people that have pride in their heart, they can't be happy when you succeed. And there are people that's born again, they love God, but they get envious against people when they do what they're supposed to do. And that's no reason for it. Before the Lord gave me this broadcast, he gave me Judges chapter 8. And Gideon had won a great victory in chapter 7. And he was going after two kings that caused all this trouble, Oreb and Zeeb. Or Oreb and Zeeb. Well, look at verse 1. This is Judges chapter 8, verse 1. "And the men of Ephraim said unto him, Why hast thou served us thus? Or why have you served us this way, that you didn't call us when you went to fight the Midianites? And they did chide with him sharply. And he said unto them, What have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeeb. And what was I to do in comparison of you?" Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. Now, the Gideon didn't exclude them. God did. Remember, he started out with 32,000 men. And that was too many, because Israel was so hard-hearted, they would have said that that they overcame the Midianites. So God told him everybody that has fear, go home. So what was it? 22,000 left. And after they left, he had 10,000. And the Lord said, it's still too many. And so he divided 300 from them. And then, with the 300, he won the battle. But Oreb and Zeeb fled, and they ran right through Ephraim, and the Ephraimites took them out. So the after this great battle that was insurmountable in the eyes of everybody, they got upset because Gideon pulled off a great battle and didn't ask them to help. I'm saying this because in life, you're going to draw near to the Lord, and the Lord, if it hadn't already happened, God is going to do something that's great in the eyes of people. And people will envy you because of it. In other words, you tied the bear that nobody could tie. And people will dislike you for that. But don't take it personal. As you follow God, God is going to help you to do something that many people should have done in the first place. But because people are out of touch with God, and they don't draw near to him, and they don't pray and fill their heart with the word, those that do, the Lord will do great wonders in their life. And this has happened from the beginning. God never did great things with a lot of folks. He used a few people. Now, I desire to see a lot of people do the same thing. God used a lot of people mightily in their own way. But most people give up and stop short, because they've given heed to people that have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Remember something. As you go forward, you got to overcome culture. God told Abraham to get away from your father, your kindred, your father's house, and your nation. Because people are geared up to do things the way that they believe it should be. But when you draw near to the Lord, you find out that you have abilities, you have covenant abilities that God can use. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Remember, God loves you and he's with you. The Holy Spirit will guide you to do great and possible things. He's always used people that love him to do his work. And that's why it's so important. I did a broadcast about covenant abilities. It's on audio 6 page, newlivingletters.com. All these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. And it's there to help people go forward. It's not about prestige and pride. If you're into prestige and pride, you need to get saved. Because I can't be jealous of, you know, we're one body. I'm not trying to be a super preacher better than everybody else. That's satanic. Satan wants to be preeminent. Everybody that tried to be preeminent, they made the biggest messes. They act witchy. They do witchcraft type stuff. But the real people of God rejoice to see the move of God in whoever God selects to use. I don't care what race they are. I don't care how old or how young they are. I don't care if it's a female or a male. I don't care if it's a child. If God want to do a great work, I want to see it happen. I desire to see people love God, because I know what follows. Always remember, the Lord works by love. He always works by love. Everything works. Faith works by love. So when you have the love of God in you, like I said earlier in other broadcasts, you attract the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will always help us do the perfect will of God in anybody. And he monitors to see how people will treat those that he used mightily. But when people get, when they harbor Saul jealousy or Cain jealousy against others, it hinders what God can do in their life. That kind of pride puts the brakes on. God is looking for people that are sincere and not act witchy and not be in pride, not be offended when others do well. And, this is all through the Bible. The Lord talks about it openly. The Pharisees hated, and the Sadducees didn't like Jesus because he did what he was supposed to. He did what God called him to do. And Saul hated David because David had a heart to do what God called him to do. And he tried to kill David. He went hunting David with intent to destroy him. And he desired Jonathan, his own son, to hate David. But Jonathan didn't hate David. Some people are going to stay true no matter what. No matter who hates you, they're going to be true to you. And you be true to them. Jonathan was a prince. He disobeyed his father to protect David. We need each other, and we need to love each other, and we need to count on each other in the Lord. But if people are not trustworthy, do not trust them to be trustworthy. But if they're helping you sincerely, then welcome, them to help as the Lord sent them to help you. There are those that will love you and be a blessing to you. And there are those that will envy you. Now, when people get into strife and envy, they put the brakes on what God has given them to do. God can't sanction that. He can only sanction those that will operate according to his love. When people start teaching error, they got to give an account for it. Now, the Lord made this perfectly clear. In the book of James, James says some things that's very important for all of us to understand. He said in verse 1, James 3 and 1, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." He said, "Pay attention, or behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." Then he said, "Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm or rudder, wherever the captain wants to go. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles." When you say something amiss, you said it, and it does good or bad. It provokes people to help or to hinder. He said, "The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on the fire of hell." Now watch this. When you are a leader and you take a position, everybody that's helping you in ministry, or everybody that's under your authority, it's a high persuasion that they'll do whatever you're doing. And look how we can know this by Isaiah chapter 7. And now watch this. In verse 1, Isaiah 7 and 1. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. Now watch this. And his heart was moved. But he's not the only one. And the heart of his people, as the trees of the wood, are moved with the wind. He got in fear, and the people got in fear because they saw their king get in fear. Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, Go forth now and meet Ahaz, thou and Shear-Jashub, thy son, at the end of the conduit at the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. Say unto him, Take heed and be quiet, fear not, neither be faint-hearted, for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of reason with Syria and with the son of Remaliah. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah and vex it. Let us make a breach therein, and set us for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is reason. And within 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If ye will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Now, here it is. Ahaz is in the seat of Moses. He's over Israel. And the enemies are plotting against him. He's moved by fear. And the people are moved by fear. And the Lord came to show him that he's not alone. And he said, don't be afraid of these two smoking firebrands. You know, verse 4 says, And say to him, Take heed and be quiet, fear not, neither be faint-hearted, for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of reason with Syria and the son of Remaliah. Don't be afraid of them. God is with you. But he ended saying, If ye will not believe, surely you shall not be established. You got to know God is with you when other people don't believe he's with you. And he'll give you his plan and he'll shut their mouths. They won't be able to say what God is going to do in your life. Now watch this. Moreover, the Lord spake again to Ahaz, saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. In other words, ask it in hell or heaven. But Ahaz took the foolish way out. He said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. He should have received what God was telling him here. Now watch what he said. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's Jesus Christ, our King. You can ask the Lord whether it's true in heaven or hell. You have a chance to believe on Jesus today. And you can ask the Lord about Jesus. And he gave you his word. Jesus is the way out of this. Anybody that try to go to heaven around Jesus is the same as a thief and a robber. And people will debate this however they want. But they're going to end up in heaven if they believe and in hell if they don't. Because God is with us. Just like the Lord was trying to show Abraham, I'm with you. But if you won't believe, you won't be established. That's the point. But see, leaders, the position you take is the strongest persuasion over the people that God put you over. And if you fail, you can cause them to sway. And only by the grace of God will he raise up the strongest among them that will follow him in spite of it. But I thank God that if you practice strong leadership, God will move and he'll have something to work with. But one thing that has hindered the church is Cain jealousy or Saul jealousy. That's why churches stopped growing. They got out of bounds. And the leaders, when they get out of bounds and get jealous against others that's upcoming, the whole church gets out of sort. See, there are tares among the wheat. The Laodicean churches, they are tares. They need to repent. And they can if they want to. But they won't. The Lord said, you can't get a Laodicean person saved. I said, man, that's strong language.